USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. The U.S. Supreme Court is ruling against the state of Texas, paving the way for razor wire erected at the southern border in Eagle Pass to be taken down by Border Patrol officers. Meanwhile, President Biden is repeating his call for more border security funding from Congress. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott says more money is not the solution. He asserts the Biden administration must address its border policy.
Trump put in place four policies that led to a secure border, and when Biden came into office, he eliminated those four policies.
Meanwhile, today, news a bipartisan $14 billion immigration proposal may be coming together in D.C. Biden administration officials say there needs to be more funding for things like Border Patrol agents and more asylum court judges. Former President Trump is stopping in on primary voters in New Hampshire as they cast votes in that state's first-in-the-nation GOP presidential primary election.
We may stop at one more, and nobody knew we were coming. This is pretty amazing.
It's a two-person race in New Hampshire between Trump and former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley. Most of the recently dropped-out candidates have all lined up behind Trump to receive the GOP nomination. All this as Trump continues to face pressing legal matters. Democrats are dialing in on the issue of abortion as the election season rolls forward. Nearly 2 years since the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, there is a new initiative marking 51 years since the landmark court decision was made to legalize abortion. Democrats like Vice President Kamala Harris say Republicans are waging an offensive against women.
In America, freedom is not to be given. It is not to be bestowed. It is ours by right.
The White House said Monday there remains an effort to pass legislation codifying abortion protections into U.S. law. At the same time, Republicans are debating the prospect of passing a federal ban. This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how come you don't throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. But with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant. And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Buy machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
Florida is trying to get the U.S. Supreme Court to uphold a state law there that places restrictions on social media platforms. The legislation would prevent large tech companies from banning political candidates and require the platform to create a list of content standards. The high court previously blocked portions of the measure from taking effect, while several big tech organizations like NetChoice continue to challenge the constitutionality of it. A grand jury is indicting Alec Baldwin for a second time. USA's Tim Berg on what this means for the actor.
Alec Baldwin is facing new charges in the death of Helena Hutchinson on the set of Rust. Baldwin could face up to a year and a half in prison under New Mexico law after a grand jury indicted him on a fourth-degree felony charge. As far as what this latest indictment means to Baldwin, attorney Andrew Stoltman says it's not good news.
Historically cocky, arrogant, liberal New Yorkers don't do very well in New York, criminal trials in New Mexico. So I think he faces real legal peril.
This year's class of Baseball Hall of Fame inductees will be unveiled today. The Baseball Writers Association of America will announce the results of voting at 6 p.m. Eastern. This year's group of inductees will join manager Jim Leyland, who was already voted in by the Contemporary Baseball Era Committee last month. Some of the new names appearing on this year's ballot include Adrian Beltre, Jose Bautista, Joe Mauer, and Chase Utley. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.